So many questions, and only one answer. Love. Source energy. This is what you are. And this is what is formed into a physical. And it is the same thing. Love. And your mind, your ego will create. It will create stories. It will create physical formation. It is ever expanding. And all there is love. Is one, and this is all you need to know about self. You are a part of this, which makes you this. This is what you are. So you can create many stories. You can create many physical forms. You can live in all of them within a single moment, and you do. And what you are searching for is simplicity in itself. It is love. It is one. It is all. It is you. It is I. It is everything. It is no more complicated than that. Everything else is a distraction for your ego, your mind. And you will use your imagination to get to this point. Your world is raising its vibrational energy, and it is a natural course, and it is occurring within a single moment, and it is ever changing from one form of energy to another, and the energy it is formulating is positive energy. It is a mass formation of positive energy. It has no other choice. And everything you see, and everything your ego thinks is negative, is bad. And your mystical words of evil, it is not. It is correct. And it is forming. And where is it going? Your interpretation of going from A to B does not exist. It is source. It has always been source, and it will never be anything else. It is love. And within you know this, and within this space you know this, but you are within a theater, and you chose to be within this theater, and You chose this so you could experience love through all of your negative experiences. You will experience love. It is a tool. Negative, two parts, negative and positive, created to force you to understand what it is you are. It is absolute, and it is perfection, and it is what you created. To understand self, to understand that you are a pure form of energy, and everything else is irrelevant. Not irrelevant in process, but irrelevant in feeling, in knowing. In knowing what you are. As a physical form, with an ego, you will create fear. This is the reason you designed it this way. And fear is a tool that will drive you to a point of understanding. So none of it is, as you would term, bad. Necessary is a better word, although your words are limited. And you are correct to formulate positive energy. You are correct to spread positive energy. Two is one, and 8 billion is one. They are you, and you are them. So, when you create positive, it has an effect on all, because all is one. One can change all, and all can change one, within a single moment. Again, I repeat the same to you. And this is really all you need to know. You can create more time. If you want to create more time to understand the physics, to understand the intricacies of the development of time, of civilizations, of stars, of planets, of species. Yes, you can spend more time through your ego's intrigue to do this. But you must ask yourself, why? Why would I do this? Ultimately, it is irrelevant to you, to your journey. Love, source, it is a feeling. It is vibrational energy. It is not data. It is not information. Whilst data and information drive you, you are already there. You can access this data at any point. You wish to access it, but it is unnecessary. It is unnecessary for you. And you can play within your theater for as long as you like, and you can create as much time as you like to play within it. But why would you do that? Ask yourself why. What is the point? What is the reason why? You have never been without this knowledge. And you are never without it within a single moment. Within a single moment, the library is always accessible for you, for all. There is no higher, and there is no lower. There only is. Higher and lower is created by ego. Ego consistently desires to be higher. You use a word called narcissistic. Ego is narcissistic. You understand this word. This is what ego is. Ego is not self. Self is, once again, love. All-encompassing. Source. Whilst you choose to continue your journey of self-discovery of what you are, if you apply constantly positive energy, you will know what you are. You do know what you are. Enjoy every moment you live with love. It is a wonderful thing. Enjoy every moment you spend with your family and your friends. You chose this, and you chose it to experience. Forget your conditioning. This is not what you are. You are simply love. You are ultimately powerful. It is not sadness you feel. It is love for all. You misinterpret. It is wondrous. It is a wondrous journey. A knowing within. A reflection of self. You see within others. All. You chose to experience this, and you are experiencing it. Through your creation, you know love. Your mourning, your sadness is for your dying ego. Your sadness is for the loss of something that is not real. The part of you that is a tool created by you to know what you are. And as it dwindles, your sadness is the loss of it. And what comes next is the true knowing of love, of self, of what you really are.